having it.
What?
You know?
Talk to me, girl.
Every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice.
I wish y'all could see me doing choreography.
There's just one thing. Job down in the city. You see, we never, ever do nothing.
Never.
Nice. Easy. We always do it. Nice. One minute. Rough. But we're gonna take the beginning of this song and do it.
He kind of sound like he be beating bitches up for real.
Definitely.
I low key thought it was Chris when it first came.
Oh,
you
man.
Thought Chris was.
He thought I was doing the background.
This nigga Chris be beating bitches up. What you saying?
Oh man.
Because I said he sound like that. She said she thought it was you.
Oh man. Yeah, I don't beat bitches up.
No more.
No more. Those days
JK,
are beyond
JK, guys. JK.
Or not. God damn it.
Oh my God.
Keep your ass in check now.
Oh my God.
Rest in peace, Tina.
The real queen.
Real queen on rock and roll, man.
And she was fucking beautiful.
Yeah, man.
Like, Tina Turner was gorgeous.
That body.
Come on. And she married that white man.
And was happy.
And took her ass to Switzerland. She said, fuck you niggas.
I'm gone. Y'all don't love me.
I'm out of here. I don't blame her. But I just really be... I don't know. As much shit as niggas that put me through, I don't know if I could ever just be with a white man.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. I just don't. I just feel like in my heart, I'm supposed to be with a black man. You know?
My white man would have to have swag.
Yeah, like.
So he would need like a fade.
Like Travis Kelce.
A few golds, maybe a gold tee for sure.
Not gold, no.
He gotta be able to say bro.
Yeah. And his dingling cannot be pink.
Oh man,
I'm not doing that.
I think they're like summer tan.
I heard some of them be brown. That's weird. Now that's weird. Now you cannot be racist.
What Juicy say? He be like,
lick on my clip.
Hey, do the motherfucker. Let's how go. You do the
R.I.P. Tina Turner. Let's go.
This is what she said. Looking like he's been and got his nose. Tina Turner once said, he wanna hit the
rock. Yeah. Yeah. Based off his performance, yeah. I make the boot clap. Okay.
Come on. Told him drop the edit, about to take him off the mouth. Juicy J gonna keep making money off this, man. Off this beat.
Juicy, quit playing. Run that beat again. I got a beat for you.
It's mine. Real good.
It's mine.
It's real good. I don't know if you ever heard it before.
Told him that I love him. Told him that I love him. Got that bread, got that head. Then I sent him to his mom. This is the first time Glow really didn't sound like she was reading with her finger.
Oh,
I fuck with it. Let's go.
She bringing back moaning on the track.
Yeah.
I know that's right. I call that nigga brother. His mammy ain't my mammy. And stop calling me sis. I'm trying to fuck your baby dad. Hey. Get here from
his cousin too. I obviously, guys, you know who starts the pod and whose music we play. Shout out to Shawna. Hey.
Looking like a lollipop. Nicky and Deepy. This a baby bottle pop. I'm Millie Rockin'. That messy shit, but I need some slop top. What's a Mr. Dingling Ling? I'm trying to get karate chop. Oh. Put up on a neck. She's sucking on my toes. You loving on this nigga. But he love a hoe.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Why she on that?
Nothing. And Glorilla don't do that. He can kiss me. Would you let a nigga eat your ass and then kiss you? Yeah, I love my booty clean.
If it ain't, it's yours.
Yeah. I mean, but. Like, that's silly.
It's a lot of people that don't do that.
That don't kiss after you ask.
I had a whole discussion on Facebook where people were distraught and disgusted about getting spit in their mouth during.
I used to be a don't spit in my mouth type of bitch. But now that I've done it, it's not so bad.
It like activates a new level.
It's not so bad once it's happened.
All right, guys.
I thought I was at first like,
Please don't spit in my mouth. Please.
I think the first time it happened for me, I might have been drunk. And I was like,
Turn her up. Don't turn her down.
No, because some shit gonna pop off when
it,
I'm
like,
drunk.
It activates a new level. It turns me up.
Some shit gonna pop off when I'm drunk. You gonna be able to sneak some shit in there.
Like, say, grab the back of your scalp.
You said never land right That's next funny. To Peter Pink. Hey, come on.
Oh my God.
Welcome to the Honey Trap Podcast. I'm Shanae.
I'm Chris.
I'm Danielle.
And we are back, guys. I would like to talk to y'all about what I did this weekend. It was a very busy weekend. Like, I'm for y'all that don't know, I got way too many jobs. I'm only off one day a week, and the one day a week I'm off is usually when I'm doing my social stuff. Like this Sunday, Sunday is usually my off day. Usually we record on Sunday, but this Sunday I had a baby shower, so I was there after I had been at work all of the days of the week already. Two jobs a day sometimes, but whatever. Fuck it, we ball.
Get money, nigga.
Friday night we went to Trap Karaoke. Me and my sister.
How was Trap Karaoke?
It was so cracking.
It looked lit.
It was so much fun.
All the videos I seen, it was packed.
I've been already before. My sister hadn't gone before, but I went in Atlanta with Shoney and Tay.
Right.
We went, and it was so much fun, but so we got there kind of late, and so we was like way in the back in Atlanta.
Yeah.
So it was like, I had fun, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to have to run it back and see. You know, if I get here and not nigga hours, you know,
you
what
wanted
it's
the
like.
Full experience.
Right.
Yes.
So this is the first time I think that they've ever even came to Kansas City.
Mm-hmm. Second.
Second?
Yes.
Okay.
It I came thought last he said year, first. I believe.
I don't know. I felt like he said it was the first, but I don't know.
Please second.
Maybe. I know we've had R&B only a few times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so Trap Karaoke, he was like, you know, whatever, whatever. It was good. We got there at a decent time. We was right there in the front. Like, it wasn't even nobody in front of us. We was, but the
stage and the
little gate. Barricade. Yep. Yeah, that was all that was in front of us. So we was right there. It was so much fun. Like, it
How
was
the
such
bar?
A good time. The bar was good. It was at the Truman, which I had never been there either. That's actually really nice venue.
Yeah, I love the Truman.
I've never been either, but I heard it's really nice.
I like how open it is.
Yes, yeah. It's just like a fucking garage,
open
like
warehouse,
it's just open,
right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it's just open, but when you come in, it's like the bar and stuff is right there. You can go. So the drinks were good. They only had two bartenders. They need to do something about that, because with that type of event, it's just way too many.
Yeah,
people.
It looked like over 300 people was there.
It was a lot of people. It was a lot of people. Like, that, as big as that venue was, it was people from the front all the way to the back. Like, it was no, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but we had a good time. My sister been talking about it ever since. She's talking about we gotta go in a different city. We gotta go again.
She gotta go see
and
it.
And she don't even, she not even that type of, like, she like, no, I had fun. Like,
that's
so
what's up.
It was good. And then me and Diego went out.
Hey, the gang.
We went out Saturday night to the Goodies party, the 90s and 2000s party that they have up at Brick House. When I got off work, we went there.
Yeah, okay. I had no idea about it either. You look confused. Yeah,
like, we really went on
Saturdays,
a humbug.
Brick House?
Yeah, because we wasn't one. Even going there at first.
No.
We just ended up there.
I don't even know if it's every Saturday or if it's just,
y'all just,
you know,
caught a good night.
We wasn't going to go there. Like, we just was like, okay, mm-hmm. we'll go. But we had fun. We had a lot of fun. So, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a good weekend. This weekend I went out.
Where you go?
I went to R&B only. At the Epicurean.
Oh,
that's where we were supposed to go.
It was nice.
That's where we were supposed to go.
I enjoyed the fact that you can kind of keep the crowd at bay when you play slow R&B. Music, R&B. Mm-hmm. The niggas was in there. The thug niggas was in there. Oh, no, I slid by myself. She don't like going out with me like that. I get why. I mean, I know so many people. I be shaking hands.
That's how
they'll
be acting about me.
I get it.
She know everybody.
You know everybody.
Literally.
So you speak to everybody, you just now, she's just hanging behind.
Right, you're just like, hey.
She gonna send me this meme that was like, it was a person waiting with their hands crossed, folded. It was like, when I'm ready to go, but my popular friend's still telling everybody bye.
Man,
I was like, all right. So she act like people don't know her.
But they know, but
everybody
knows,
yeah. knows her.
So went there, it was cool. One thing I will say, and I wanted to say this on the pod if we dare had to talk about it. A promoters And club owners, please stop letting these grown men walk in your club with white tees on. Now, I'm from an era where you kind of had to put something on to get in the club. I do like a relaxed situation, so everybody should not have to put on a polo or collared shirt. But at least make them put a design on the front of that white tee. You know, just don't,
a design,
just a something, a logo, just not a plain white t-shirt. Yep, I seen a nigga in there with some sweatpants on.
A bitch back.
Okay, that's different.
I seen some nigga, a nigga in there with a white tee and some sweatpants on. I'm like, this nigga live around the corner. He has to came around the corner and walk right out.
And see,
house
I thought
right
you had to dress up a little bit to get in there.
You,
I told you,
relaxed.
No.
Yeah, she
it's,
was telling me.
I mean, I respect it, but it's not a bar. So, you know, it felt like a more barish than a club. But the place, my first time in it since the upgrade, whoever
yeah,
spent
nice.
The money,
it's nice.
The aesthetics is beautiful. Now yeah, it did, nice. Do look like the old Ep if you ever been in it, but just yeah. with so much new shit together,
yeah.
you like, all right, I like this. I like what y'all did here. So I did that on Saturday, stayed for a few hours, and then got up out of there. And then Sunday I went to the DJ competition, and it was cool. I liked that. Shout out to Royal Chief and Mark and Carrington for putting that on. That's a really good. Cozy, comfortable, again, nothing too dangerous, nothing like, you know, it ain't gonna be all the thugs in there tripping. Everybody came for the music, the good time. It was a vibe.
I heard the first one was a good time too, and that was like 2 weeks ago, I think.
Where's
that
at?
The first one might have been a little longer than that, maybe a month or two.
Where is it at?
Really?
Yeah.
Record bar.
You remember All Luna?
Oh yeah.
That's the new record bar. So it's beautiful in there too. I mean, they didn't really do a whole bunch of upgrades, but I just like how it's open floor, it's set up with the stage. You know, you can still go upstairs to VIP and move around. It's a nice little duck off spot.
I was gonna go, but once I had the baby shower and everything, I'm just like,
Yeah, I can only imagine you being tired.
As soon as I got home from the baby shower, I just took off all my clothes and got in the bed. Man, I was like, please, nobody
I didn't
asked
get
me for nothing.
Don't
out
look
the
at
bed
me.
Sunday. I was in the bed all day Sunday.
I'm jealous of you.
I barely ate.
I didn't finally eat until I got to the baby shower, and the baby shower started at 4, and I got there an hour late, and then we didn't eat till after we had been there for like 45 minutes. So, yeah.
I'm still recovering.
Same difference.
I don't drink, Shanae, and y'all know that, but I was.
You was drinking?
Well, I was. In there double cup. I had the big cup. I'm in there with the big cup. I'm spending $30 a drink.
We was in our bag Saturday with the drinks.
I definitely was gone.
For some reason I thought I should have two. And now I'm in
because y'all want to have to go back. See, that's the thing. You don't, especially if the bar is already kind of like moving slower or you already see what you want. Mm-mm. You're like, let me get two. Because I want to have to come back.
I took a double shot. Or double shot drink, and then I went back for a second double shot drink. So now I'm in here wilding. Now I'm off of quite a lot of alcohol. So today was a little troublesome waking
you
up.
You drink some water?
Barely.
Your problem.
Yesterday, barely.
As a professional drinker, let me tell you.
I've been drinking water today.
What? No, you got to drink water while you're drinking.
No,
nah,
I was slamming that.
You
drink.
Have to drink water while you're drinking.
It was so good.
But you got to drink water while you're drinking to avoid this.
I did. In the night thinking, you cannot do this every weekend because this is how you start to be an alcoholic again. You go back outside, you see all your friends, you buy all the drinks you want because you can afford them.
And
now it's like, I'm the one. Every week I'm going out somewhere. I'm outside. I'm going to Bridger's.
Cause the Bridger nigga.
Come on, I'm going to Bridger's. Cause meet me at Bridger's.
Man.
So, yeah, it was good. It was a good weekend, though. It was fun. It was definitely fun.
It's summertime. Something to do out everywhere.
It is.
And you're probably going to have a good time pretty much anywhere you go.
That is true.
Well, we started the pie. The first song we played was Tina Turner, Proud Mary. First, like to say, rest in peace, Tina. We already said that, but, you know, I like to reiterate, just without the music going and everything, we did lose a true legend. But I do feel like we got plenty of time with her. She gave us so much to, you know, live on via her personal and also her professional life.
Right.
So, rest in peace to that queen. She deserved all the flowers that she's received in her death and that she received during her life. She was just truly innovative and
an entertainer.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Every time, literally, whenever, even down to the blonde hair. Listen, when I see Beyonce nose, that's Latina.
It's giving.
And I ain't talking about her mama. That's Latina. She even
dibbles and dabbles in all of the other, you know, genres and stuff here and there. So mm-hmm. I see it. I see the work ethic, all that. Like, it's just written all over Beyonce. So I would like to ask y'all, what is y'all favorite scene from What's Love Got to Do with It?
I don't think mine is the Nut Bush.
Nut Bush. Nut Bush scene. I know the song, Ike. I wrote it.
My favorite scene is, it's fucked up.
Oh, man.
But it's when she finally run out the hotel. Oh, yeah.
The limo.
All these people reenacting.
Yeah, when she ran to the hotel. Oh, my God, dog. That was probably the best scene of the movie. Yeah, she was she fucking that. Done. It was like, I'm about to beat this nigga ass.
The tragedy.
I don't care if he get his punches off. I'm getting my shit off today. Mm-hmm.
Today, we finna do this.
Yeah, today, we doing it.
The tragedy of Angela Bassett not having an Oscar.
No, yes. She played the
it's
hell
It's a real
out of that.
Injustice. Yeah. She should have several at this point. She ain't got one.
You know they be some disrespectful bitches up there.
Yeah, that's true.
That's disrespect.
That's very much true. We should tell
you got to be a slave to get a or a criminal or a black criminal like Denzel. You know
they say yeah she got beat up by her husband. Not good enough. Yeah.
Right.
Not good enough.
You mean she taking punches? Oh yeah, no, she don't deserve.
Oh, she
this.
Hit him back. Oh.
Oh.
No. I don't know. I kind of okay. I love that movie just in its entirety, really, but as far as like a Tina centered scene, I love when she at the very beginning when she was a little girl.
Mm-hmm. In the choir.
I just felt like it just set you up so nicely just to see like, but it also showing you how she was as a little girl and then showing you how like a man can break you down from mm-hmm. like Ooh-wee. Your real spirit and just, you know, mm-hmm. like just to see the evolution in her from that to that to that to the Tina that we all, you know, knew and loved as she got out of that situation. But Vanessa Bell Calloway, I think that's her name. The eat the cake scene.
Mm-hmm.
When I hit her and she said, "You ain't gotta put your hands on me but once, motherfucker." I said, "Oh man, she in her bag."
Yeah.
So that's probably my favorite, like
when they were sitting in the restaurant.
Yeah, when they was at the restaurant. I really like that scene too. So
you could tell he was powdered up. That was a good he did a great job.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Lawrence Fishburne had me not liking him for a long motherfucking time.
There's a few niggas that got that good role going. We be like, boy, I can't stand that nigga.
Clifton Powell.
I don't even know. Not Clifton Powell.
Wait a minute. I got on in a rabbit hole. Well, because somebody texted me randomly and was like, you know how on Instagram it tell you like who's following, like out of the people you know who's following right, a certain person. Right. This nigga's on Clifton Powell page and it say like 10 of his friends follow Clifton Powell. And he like, man, guess who followed this nigga? And I'm like, oh, I don't want to guess. I don't even like, but then that led me to being like, who? You know what I'm saying? Like, who are some random ass celebrity? Like, why do I follow this person on Instagram?
Right.
Because why are y'all following Clifton Powell?
That's crazy.
That scene, what was the movie where they always bring it up? You seen that clip where they was like, now why you raped that girl? And he was like, hey.
Oh, my God. Why do they, that'd be the problem. Because, see, I'll be feeling that. Because I have a person that I hate. I despise him. I despise that nigga.
Which one? Who?
Michael Beach.
From
soul food.
Oh, Terry Husband. Terry Husband.
I can't stand that
Why?
Because he fucked Faith.
Oh, my
Why
God.
Why you mad about that?
Man, listen. I was holding dear to that. Boy, I can't stand a nigga that be doing wrong like that.
I feel like he was on something else doing wrong.
I know that nigga was on soul food and he broke up the family. I mean, the family was already broke, but, you know, he didn't want to make sure
the fact
was
that you
up.
Know his name.
I know. I'm like, who is that? I feel like he don't be playing good people often, though.
That's what I'm saying.
There's
I feel like it's something
that don't
else.
Get a good person role.
Michael Ealy. But I be letting it go. But no, he did kill them kids.
I know. But he has done other stuff.
He has. He done been a stalker.
What's dude's name from the Madea movie that she threw grits in his face?
Oh, you talking about the bald head dude?
No. Not him. The one.
See, I don't know Madea movies.
He was beating on the light-skinned sister. The one with the braids.
Shamar Moore wasn't beating on that girl?
No.
Shamar Moore had them braids. He was the one trying to
Was it Boris Kodjo?
Love.
He ain't in that.
No.
Boris Kodjo ain't never
Let me think.
Boris Kodjo always be the nice guy, don't he?
Him and Shamar Moore with them fake ass braids.
It's the one. It's got to be Family Reunion.
I'm gonna look it up. Yeah, look it up, because I don't know who you're talking about. But the nigga that was Charles, he don't be playing good people ever either.
It's always giving.
Steve Harris.
Is that his name?
I got it.
Oh, that's Wood Harris' brother.
Yeah.
I know that, but don't know the nigga name. Listen.
That makes sense.
I do like Wood Harris. I don't really feel like he be playing
bad.
Yeah,
that's
the homie. I don't know. I feel like some people, so Clifton Powell has played like good people and people that wasn't like fucked up. But I feel like when you play that one bad role just too good, that's when niggas remember you for that only. That's why you got to be a more well-rounded actor.
Blair Underwood.
Blair.
Blair. Name your damn son Blair.
Blair. In the what? He probably born in the 60s, 50s.
Nigga got to be born in the 30s.
No, he wasn't.
He ain't, but I'm just saying.
Hell no.
I'm just saying, dude, name a nigga Blair.
Blair. That's a popular name again.
Wait, I feel like he was in the one that did her wrong and For Color Girls, too. Was that him?
It was a lot of niggas doing dirt in For Color Girls.
I know.
Hey, Tyler Perry, I respect your craft, but boy, you going to make a trauma bond movie, boy. You going to put the black community in an uproar.
Tyler Perry, if you hate niggas, and I mean men, just say that.
Yeah, men, for sure.
Tyler Perry the one writing all them lists. Well, oh what men can't do.
Yeah. He definitely got it typed up.
I'm fucking crying.
He gonna throw that shit in his new movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Michael Ealy is world-rounded enough that I don't always think of that when I think of him as an actor, but...
No, yeah, he got good ones.
Shanae, I wish I could think of the random follow that I have, but they only show me 8 people on Instagram these days, so...
What you mean? Oh, on your... Well, yeah, but that's... I don't know.
I don't know who I actually follow anymore other than the 8 people I see.
A random follower?
It's probably going to be somebody that's, you know, least interacted with.
Yeah.
I know who it is.
Who?
It's Tina Knowles.
I follow her.
I have no reason to follow fucking Tina Knowles.
I follow Tina.
I find myself liking maybe one of her posts every time I see it pop up, but I ain't got no reason liking them shits. They never really be like Beyonce doing kid shit.
Okay, I randomly follow Robert Townsend.
Follow Robert Townsend too.
I follow Robert That's Townsend. Random. It is, but I really like him.
But I fuck
He's
with the mustache.
He's funny, you know, all that. Yeah, I like him. But he not really a super, you know what I'm saying? So I do still feel like it's kind of a random follow.
Well, I don't know what happened to Robert Townsend, man. Maybe he just took the money and said, fuck
him. Did. Well, he still directs and stuff. But I don't think that he does too much of his own, like, writing and directing anymore, maybe. Yeah. But producing and stuff like that. His daughter is actually on a Black Lady sketch
funny.
Show. She's so
funny.
Oh,
the
funny.
One that on HBO?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her name
I know
is
of
Sky.
It, I just don't watch it.
I follow her too.
Yeah, no.
She's
I
so
like
funny.
Yeah.
She used to do Beyonce impersonations. That's how she got famous. But yeah, who was your random follow?
I don't know. China McClain? I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably random.
Yeah, I don't know what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's probably random as hell. And that's just if I went off my least interacted with it.
Yeah,
Robert
that's what
Townsend.
I was on.
Yeah.
Definitely Tina knows for most less interactive.
Tina
follow.
Be posting some good shit,
she
though.
Do.
She funny and she like, come on. That's Beyonce, mama. I mean, like, Beyonce came out of her vagina. That's not...
That is a fact.
Everybody should follow her.
Yeah.
Everybody.
She is a queen in her own just because of that fact.
If you don't follow Miss Tina Knowles, Miss Tina Lawson, excuse me. I don't want to disrespect her. If y'all don't follow her, go follow her. Because she be posting funny stuff. She be posting her grandbabies. She be posting her kids. All that. I'm going to DM her. Ask her if she want to come on the show.
Hell yeah. She probably fuck with it.
She probably would. She seemed like she, you know.
Yeah, she about down to earth.
Yeah.
She rich, but she down to earth.
She rich as fuck.
Yeah. You Beyonce
She's
mama.
Rich as fuck.
Jay-Z, yo, son-in-law.
Yeah. She don't even
ask
for
nothing. Shit, yeah.
What? They probably just drop money in her account. She probably get an allowance every.
That's the
know.
Only reason I would want some kids right there, boy. Just put some money in my, pocket.
Like, hey, here you go. Once you get, as a parent, and I'm not there yet, trust me, my kids are still way too little, but as a parent, once they reach a certain age, they feel like you supposed to start being the one to pay for their shit. And I'm like, why are you on that?
They ask for big ticket items.
Yeah, my mama been asking for jewelry since I was in like high school. Like, nigga, where you think I'm getting this money from?
Where do you?
Why you want a necklace from Hillsburg? Like, you think I'm going to Shane Cole?
My mama be asking for shit. Like, I ain't got three kids of my own to raise still. It would probably be different if I didn't have like maybe no kids and like a super guy. Like, girl, I'm raising people.
Man, listen.
I'm raising people over here.
And my mama's screaming she want me to have some kids. I'm like,
no, you don't.
For what?
That's going to take out of your allowance.
You definitely won't get no more gifts if I have some kids. Let alone if I can't drop these kids off on you, I don't want them yet.
That be the one. Mama got to have a life too. I be like, girl.
She done convincing me, well, trying to convince me and TT that she going to take watching these kids when we start having them. I'm like, hey. I looked at her and said, don't believe what that woman tell you. Them kids ain't going to be over her house on the weekends. I promise you.
And she ain't going to be doing shit. And she still ain't going to get them.
And I'm going to say this, and then we can move on. My mama, to me, seems like the type, you drop that baby off, and in 45 minutes.
He crying. He won't shut up.
Turn your ass around and come pick up this baby.
All right now, Chris, this baby done shit it again. It's a baby, mama.
She want us to have him, though, but she definitely feel like the type that as soon as I get good and gone, I'm going to get that phone call. Where you at?
As soon as you finally relax.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Having a little fun.
When you drop your kid off.
About to chill, like, what you doing?
As a parent, when you first drop the kid off, it ain't like you don't get that relief right away. Like, you kind of got to settle into it. You know what I'm saying?
Decompress?
Yes.
No, I get it immediately.
I don't, because you never know. Like you said, somebody might be, like, oh my God.
You know. What's it? Oh, baby done fell down the steps. You need to come on over.
You need to come on over.
I just
here.
Left.
My God.
You leave. A parent. You know how to deal with a phone.
She said, I ain't did this in 60 years, boy.
Man, listen.
You is 72. I don't know what I'm doing. But, I mean, I don't know. Your mama's older, so she might be a little bit more, you know.
Yeah, she don't want to be outside.
She might be.
Mine be wanting to be outside.
But they also don't. But you got to think of it, too. Even if she don't want to be outside, she still is like, old. You know, older people be setting their ways. It's been so long since she didn't even been around a little baby that she might be like, oh, no, my stories is on. This nigga won't shut up.
This baby won't sit still.
Like, what are we talking about?
I put the gate up.
Yeah.
He just standing there at it. Like, so he not with you? Now he on the other side of the gate.
Oh, my God.
Pick him up.
Yeah, what?
Pick him up. Jesus Christ.
He okay. I put some toys over there on the floor. He could play with him. I could see him from where I'm at.
He got a little bottle.
Oh, man. Bring my baby back over here.
He got a little bottle. I ain't use that formula though. I got some cow's milk. That baby finna be fucked up. Yeah.
Now I
got
to deal with diarrhea.
They act like they ain't never had no baby ever. It's crazy. Y'all might have still been drinking cow's milk or something though when you was little. I don't know.
Who you
Did y'all have
me?
Formula?
No, I don't know about no formula.
Yeah, you had no formula, baby. Yeah,
they
know.
Definitely probably wasn't getting me no Enfamil. I ain't filled out enough for me to believe they was giving me Enfamil.
Chris was drinking water. Out the faucet.
They putting water in my baby bottle.
No cereal. No oatmeal.
No, just water.
Give that baby some water, child. They said he be all right. He be all right. Make his belly full.
Niggas giving me 2% milk.
I'm fucking crying. That's funny as hell. Well, speaking of mothers, on a not so happy note, rest in peace also to Miss Jackie O.
R.I.P. to Jackie O.
DC Young Fly's longtime partner. I've seen some places say that she was his wife, but to my understanding, they weren't married.
I know. I seen where they were engaged.
She was
his
the
fiance.
Mother of his children.
Yeah, they were together for a long time, and they was very much together.
We might as well
away,
call her his wife because all his kids, all of them, right?
Yeah,
all three of them. Yeah. All three
so,
of them.
Yeah, that's, listen, he wasn't going nowhere. You definitely his wife.
Two little girls and a little boy. I think the little boy's not even 1
yet.
Yeah,
I don't think
so.
Yeah,
they said that she was only about 7 months, I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
Outside the so.
Wasn't even 1.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk about that because I feel like cosmetic surgery is just, you know, it's just the new normal.
Unfortunately, it is.
It's the new normal. It's like going to the grocery store and picking up some fucking pineapples. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever.
Get quick.
Yeah. But I feel like even the girls that are in the gym and go to the gym are still getting surgery. You know what I'm saying? Because let's be honest. We know that there are some things that no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to
right.
fix.
Yeah. Right.
How much you go to the gym. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just some things that you're not going to be able to fix with going to the gym. So as a person, I'm not even going to say it was a woman. As a human being, I understand that insecurity.
Right. Yeah. Of course.
But at some point, you have to just realize, like, we're not dolls.
Yeah.
We're not made to be perfect. We're not, you know what I'm saying?
That's the part that's fucking us up, is that people feel like you have to be perfect. Now, right. I understand being healthy.
That's because you are able to go get that look of being perfect.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
can see if it was not something that you could do it. So everybody gonna do it.
Especially with yeah. how easily niggas is making money these days.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm listen. They throwing
you get that body together. You go right to Instagram.
They throwing 10,000
followers.
Like, they throwing deals on that surgery too.
Are they?
Oh yeah.
And see, and I thought it was
Memorial
just,
Day weekend.
Oh, shit. I thought it was overseas that was killing people. Like when you go overseas, but she was in Miami.
But they said that procedure is dangerous. The
BBL,
quote, the mommy makeover is normally not just one procedure. It's like
yeah, it's like you can get your boobs done, yeah, your tummy tuck, lipo.
But they doing
you can
them
do all that
at once.
Yeah,
and that at once is where the risk is.
So BBLs are definitely dangerous surgery. But the thing about it in America, even if you do get your surgery in America, if you are a doctor in some states, if you are just a doctor, period,
you can give
cosmetic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want nobody's pediatrician
right.
giving me a breast reduction.
Because he right. went to a course.
Yeah.
yeah.
I would like a board certified plastic surgeon
right.
to do my stuff. And the people don't do all that research. And then sometimes even with the influencers, I don't know if this was the case with her, but she did take a picture with a doctor before she passed and was saying she was getting the surgery.
Mm-hmm. Promotional.
They'll give you free or like super discounted surgery.
But they said it got deleted.
Yeah,
they might have deleted it.
I heard that the
yeah,
doctor
I seen
did
that
delete
it.
It.
Yeah, I seen
like
that
I said,
it was deleted.
The rumor is mm-hmm. I'll say that. Yeah,
yeah, I seen the picture that she took with the doctor because the place and it says at the bottom that it was deleted.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing too with that is even if you are in the best of hands, board certified surgeon, you done did all your research about this and that and the third, sometimes there are still just accidents. And
yeah.
sometimes
you have your own health yeah. complications
yeah.
you
right.
don't
that
know
you didn't
about.
Know
exactly.
about.
Yeah. Or even if it's something that's not necessarily something that you did know about or needed to know about, like a blood clot can come out of nowhere
mm-hmm.
or, you know what I'm saying?
Or a nerve.
Yeah. All of those sorts of things can just happen. So while it does seem just like an easy, quick fix, like, oh, I'm about to just go get some
yeah,
surgery.
Right. I'm going to be sore for six, yeah. eight weeks. You know, we're going to be snapped right back. I get it. Like I said, and I want women to understand, because obviously I'm on a pod with women. We understand as men why you do it. It's not only just because of the look. It's not only just for the men. You do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we have to have some grace for the fact that you may be going through something mentally or just
mm-hmm.
personally that makes you want to do this. So if you want to do it, you need to do it, do it. Just do your research. Make sure you're following the procedure of making sure you're healthy enough to go through those type of procedures, making sure that you find the right people to do those things for you. And when it's all said and done, have the right people around you to help take care of you getting back to good health. So I don't want to shame anybody or feel like we're shaming her, because I mean this is tragic, but you know it's reality of what we live in now,
and we still do not know exactly what happened.
Exactly.
We don't know if it was a janky doctor. We don't know if she just, you know, passed in her sleep. Like that happens.
Yeah.
that is something that has been happening like crazy that I've been seeing
mm-hmm.
as I've gotten older, like people in our age group. I probably know of like people that I personally have interacted with and like actually knew
mm-hmm.
three people that have just died in their sleep.
Yeah.
That's my biggest scare. I'll be.
And that's crazy because
oh,
I'd rather
yeah.
go in my sleep than any other way.
Well, I feel like it's my biggest scare because
you go to sleep every day.
You just, not only you go to sleep every day, it's just a simple fact of it could just be you not taking enough care of yourself.
Yeah.
You know, dying in your sleep can literally be just a cardiac issue.
Right.
But it could be nothing. It could
yeah,
just
well,
be,
yeah.
no, nigga, you're not waking up tonight.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, it could just be that.
So I won't be like staying up like, man, I just can't go to sleep because yeah. I'm scared to die. But at the same time,
I do see some bags under your eyes.
Yeah, I ain't had much sleep last day. We kicked it last night. Oh, I did. When I got home, we went to IHOP. So
oh,
I was
wow.
up most of the night. Yeah. I wanted to treat her to some food. Like, shit, let's just go get something to eat. But RIP Jackie O. Prayers up to DC Young Fly and all of his children and his family. Everybody involved, everybody affected. Our condolences go out to you guys.
But I'm going to be honest, I'm still probably going to get this tummy tuck.
Do what you got to do.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm going to be informed. I'm going to do my best. And the thing about it also is, so again, not to scare or try to, you know, because when it's your time to go, it's your time to go.
Yeah.
It really don't matter what you do. You know what I'm saying? You can do as much as you can to be preventative. But when it's your time, it's your time. So I think for me, I'm going to still do what I'm going to do. I'm going to be much more cautious. And I also think that I'm looking into getting like way less work done than I initially wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I first and foremost wanted to get a BBL real bad. But then I was like, people keep saying that's a super dangerous procedure. So I'm like, nah, I think I'm cool on that. You know, just do a little squats, do something. I'll figure it out. But I am really, I have three kids. And I'm really, I really do want to go ahead and probably do a tummy tuck or like some 360 lipo or something. But I'm not as hell bent on all of the other stuff as I was. Like, I wanted to do my titties, do this, do that. I wanted it to be a brand new build-a-bitch. I wanted to be that. But I think also as you get older, you just realize, like, it's just not that deep.
Yeah. I mean, somebody going to want you how you are. And if you want to.
Hello.
I'll tell people this also. I believe in surgery. For the sake of health and even some cosmetic, but man, just take your ass to the gym, do your best on what you can get, stay at least get yourself healthy enough to when you go under that table, you not just giving them whatever you giving them so they can try to make a new. Go and help yourself a little bit. And then if it don't come back the way you want it, shit, go get that little work done. Cause at that point, then it'll be just a little work. It won't be, let's go in and get to the whole thing. Cause like I said, after her passing and it being 7 months after having a baby, it's like,
I don't think especially women of that caliber, like in the limelight kind of, I don't think that they're patient enough with themselves.
She is a star.
Yeah. So like she might have felt like, oh shit, I'm missing out on ad money, I'm missing out on this, I'm missing out on that, you know what I'm saying? So it could be that too, but rest in peace to Jackie.
Rest in peace, Jackie.
We ain't been here for it. We, you know, we took a little whatever.
We in and out, nigga. Y'all just catch us when you catch us. We gonna make it pop for
you. Hey, we come when we here and we not when we ain't. So listen. we ain't able to be all, you know, here with y'all day to day. So I got a few little rapid fire things I wanna ask y'all. We ain't gonna spend too much time on it because we gotta get, but we gonna give y'all a decent show this week, coming week, I promise.
We gonna keep it popping.
I promise.
Go for it, Shawnee. What we doing?
Okay. I already asked y'all about the celebrity that y'all follow. $50 billion or 5 minutes with God. Chris, go.
All right, I ain't gonna hold y'all up, man. $50 billion?
$50 billion.
Hey, God, I'm gonna see you when I get done with this.
What a buh.
God, I'm gonna pull back up when I'm done with this.
Definitely taking the $50 billion.
Cause I just feel like y'all already knew what I was gonna say. Listen,
because when I see
God he like, I'm gonna take my 5 minutes with God, and he gonna be like, bitch, why you didn't take that $50 billion that I set up there for you?
Why am I sitting here eating with Jay-Z when I could have $50,000?
Exactly.
What am I doing? Yeah, gonna be like, hey, you shouldn't have came.
You shouldn't have been here. You want some advice? You should have took that money. That's what I'm saying.
I feel like I get it,
but y'all, listen. Especially y'all Christians, y'all be like, he with you all the time. I'm talking, but he with me right now.
You make life.
This is what I'm saying. So why would I?
I could plant a seed and have life. I'm God.
Why would I not take this $50 billion?
I could put work in and make change in my own life and other people. I'm kind of God. I'm kind of like big homie.
Exactly.
Stop playing with me.
And if you give me $50 billion. I'm definitely God.
I hear y'all.
I'm turning it up for everybody.
I hear y'all, and I respect everybody that chose to talk to God.
Come on.
Because what are you talking to him about?
So when we supposed
he's
to
he's about to tell you you're to, stupid because you should have took that money.
Because what is die, the God? Conversation?
When we supposed to die? What's the last day? He gonna be like, well, shit, I ain't want to tell nobody.
Because he's not know. He's not a genie, so you're not about to talk to him. And get, him exactly.
You know, y'all pray. Y'all already be asking him for shit. Y'all do it.
The worst part is, hey, you didn't get the rest of that rent money on time, did you? I know exactly. You prayed about it.
Yeah. You prayed about it.
What
but
is
you know
the conversation?
But you know what? I try to get your dumb ass $50 million and you want to come in this motherfucker asking me to approve your food stamps.
Lord, stop now playing. That I do need to talk to him about that.
No, you don't. Not with $50 billion.
No, I'm just saying. I'm saying I'll take the $50 billion.
With $50 billion, I promise you, when I meet God, he gonna be like, boy, you did some good things down there. I'm glad you didn't waste that time sitting up here with me.
You know what I'm saying?
Because what is the conversation?
I feel like God is really more chilled and people try to.
Yeah, I think they be pressing the button.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like God be in heaven like, boy, you niggas is funny.
Hey, if he made me, I know he got a hell of a sense of humor.
They say we are made in his image, right? So if that's the case, then you're not about to tell me nothing about me. God and me. Dap me up. That's my partner.
I'm gonna spend my 5 minutes with God. He gonna be making jokes. I'm gonna be mad as
he's
hell.
He's gonna like, be cracking on you. He's gonna crack on you.
He gonna
like
roast my shit when I get.
I
there.
Put $50 billion right here in your hand.
Who is saying that?
You threw it on the ground.
Oh, you must have thought. No. You must have thought this was worth $50 billion.
Right.
Let me tell you something. Getting? I've been talking to you every day since you was born, nigga. Stop playing. Okay. One gotta go. Coming to America. Life. Friday or house party.
House party.
Coming to America, fuck them.
Damn.
I mean, I love the movie, but House Party.
I'm probably going to have a controversial pick. And this is just because I, out of all of these movies, I have the least amount of, like, spent time with it. But I'm going to go Life.
You're insane.
Life is...
Life
damn.
Is
a good
definitely
movie.
Number one over all of those
say,
movies.
I want to say no. House Party, but... it's you got two Martin movies.
I have.
I love so Martin, but
I love
House Party.
Life.
Gotta go. I love Life,
but that's not the movie. If I have to think about like my memories and my like, that's the movie I've watched the least out of the three out of the four of those.
No, House Party is definitely
one more
the
time
least
on the,
Life. Okay. Coming to America Friday or House Party?
Yeah, damn. House Party.
Yeah, it might have to be House Party, man.
There's
Cause coming
no
to America
way.
Is really good.
Coming to America is very good.
And
House Party, House Party to me was fire though.
It was. But over
saying.
Life,
I
coming
you.
To America and what was the other one?
Friday.
Friday? Okay, you can't,
yeah, I can't
get rid
of
Friday.
Friday.
Never get Friday was never.
Yeah, them niggas. Them
Let's
niggas
be clear.
Was already number one.
Everybody just, listening, nobody ever was gonna get rid of Friday
at all.
House
we
Party for
month,
sure.
Brother.
Yeah. Okay, so now let's do this one. This one ain't even one on here. Okay, I got Friday. Next Friday or Friday after next?
Keep one or
next Friday
or
gotta
one,
go.
Drop
next
one.
Friday gotta go.
Next Friday.
Friday yeah. after next is the
what?
Fuck.
Yeah, that's the funniest one.
That
Friday
is the
after
best
next is trash.
One. Are you kidding me? I can say
trash.
That. I can say that shit word
here.
For word.
I know what y'all doing over trash. Here. Y'all trying
no.
to sell pussy in the Lord's name.
No.
What?
Love Friday after next. I'm choosing Friday after next over the first one.
We
ah,
are not.
Hell
no.
Yes.
We are not little
no.
anymore.
Yes. Hell no. Nah. You tripping.
I love Friday after next.
Players fuck up too.
That's
you crazy.
All right.
Next Friday.
No.
Friday after next is such a stupid ass movie.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's
gag at
my...
the sight of that movie.
No,
okay.
I'm not
okay,
watching
quick.
Next Friday.
Okay, so Friday one is one for you, then Friday two, and then Friday
yeah.
after next being
and
just
man,
a,
I don't
the...
even speak about Friday after next.
That's
see, I'm
crazy.
Thinking one...
We don't talk about Bruno. No.
I'm thinking 1-3-2 for me. Like I actually really like the Christmas.
I'm
movie.
Definitely if I'm watching
she
TV.
Said three over one.
Yes, if I'm watching TV, I'm definitely turning on Friday after next before I turn.
And
on
I'm watching
one.
Friday after next damn near every year around Christmas.
Yes,
like
I
turn that motherfucker on.
I can never... watch it when it ain't Christmas.
Facts.
I'm not watching that movie.
All right.
Okay, this is the last one because then you gotta get the fuck. Okay. Nelly, one gotta go. Nelly, Juvenile, Ludacris, or Ja Rule?
Ludacris.
Nelly, Ludacris.
I like
Juvenile.
Ludacris though.
Or who? What was the last one?
Ja Rule.
Oh, get Ja Rule the fuck.
Oh, what would I be without
are
my
y'all
baby?
Crazy?
Pick this nigga up.
That nigga's out of here.
What the fuck? Ja Rule?
I'm keeping Ludacris.
Mine was between Nelly and Ja Rule. Yeah, I was like,
And I honestly will say, I never fucked with Country Grammar. Yes, I'm saying that here. I never fucked with Country
the
Grammar.
The song or the album?
The album.
Oh, God.
None of them shits.
I guess I really love Nelly as like just Nelly. But talking about songs, I'm definitely getting rid of Nelly.
That's the shit age like milk.
I'm Nelly definitely
shit. Avocado.
Shit, Ludacris too, though, if we being honest.
No, I feel you watch the verses.
Them hippity hop.
Did
bars,
you watch the verses?
Yes, but he's
Ludacris
not.
Whooped Nelly's ass in
but
that
that's
verses.
Easy. It's Nelly.
Okay. But Nelly gotta go then, if that's the case.
I think I'm choosing
Nelly.
I'ma listen to some Ludacris songs
Me too.
Today. I'm not listening to no
I
Nelly.
Just
besides
to,
I don't know. I don't even listen to Tip Drill like that.
You want me for my pimp juice?
No.
My BM Jules.
No.
All right. Batters up. Nigga, Batters up was
I'm
weak.
The first to swing.
I'm getting rid of I'm getting rid of Nelly. I'm getting rid of Nelly.
Hey, Ja Rule, you good. You
it might be Ja Rule. Yeah, Ja Rule might be able to stay.
You can
stay,
Ja Rule. I'm getting rid of Nelly. You made that record with Bobby fucking Brown.
All right.
Past that, Nelly.
And you guys think, ain't it funny?
Yeah, how y'all getting rid of Ja Rule?
Well, if we, I don't know. Maybe I don't like Ja Rule as a person.
Yeah, I'm probably just.
If we talking musically, you got it. You right, Nelly. But if we talking overall, Ja Rule gotta go.
Yeah, Ja Rule gotta go.
No,
shout out to
we're
50
talking
Cent,
about
man.
Music.
50 Cent actually is the reason why I don't like Ja Rule.
Oh, I actually like 50
that nigga
Cent,
came in and told us he was a wankster, and I'm like, you know what? That nigga might be a wankster.
That's crazy.
Let's end with that. I like it.
Wankster. All right, come on. We gonna keep wankster up.
Even though we kept you, Ja Rule, technically. You technically gone.
Nigga, you technically gone.
I'm trying to
You hear about, what about complications.
You hear because your music slap a little bit harder than Nelly's. That's it. It's
I ain't got no Nelly record. I want to play
She said with confidence, Ludacris got to go. What?
I know, but I was just listening to Freaky Things by Ludacris, and that
Freaky
was my
things,
I'm
kind of
hoping that maybe
back.
You want to kick it at the LAC so later on. We be rolling. Drop times. I'm in your high spots. I'm about to turn it on.
Yeah, I'm getting rid of Nelly.
Yeah, I'm with you. Pack Nelly ass up.
Come here, girl. What your name is? Where you from? Turn around. Where your game is?
That's a classic, though.
Where your mama have reindeer?
I ain't going to say I don't like all Nelly music, but
I like him live, too.
He got maybe 4 or 5 records I can actually dig with, but that ain't enough with the discography.
Dude,
he got.
But if you, in comparison to the other people's
records
that we talking
gotta
about.
Yeah, he got to go.
I'm going to get rid of Ja Rule. That means I got to get rid of a lot of Ashanti records.
Exactly.
New York.
I'm cool. Get out of here, Nelly.
Yeah, Nelly. Oh, I got to keep.
Hey, shout out to Murphy Lee and them other niggas, though.
I want
to
be down for you. Do you trust me?
I love Nelly, though.
What was the nigga with the mask? Slow Down.
Slow Down? What's that his name?
I don't know. Nigga with the mask. Hold on. Let me. I'm going to Google nigga with the mask on.
I don't think that was
I
it.
Don't know his name.
I was about to say Slick'em, but that's
that
pretty
is
Ricky.
A whole
the
other
that's pretty Ricky.
What's the Lunatics? Slow Down. I knew it. I'm good at this.
It didn't sound right.
I mean, the nigga ain't have
What's
a verse on nothing.
That was his name?
Yeah.
He was real slow. He was slow. Stop.
They pulled up a Rap Radar. All right, man. 2010. Nelly explained Split with Slow Down. Nigga, he didn't do nothing.
He didn't. He was a hype man.
He was
maybe?
The homie.
What we say? We
but
was
everybody
play?
Need a nigga in the group that don't really do nothing. He just kind of.
Wangster.
Who the nigga
you said
that
nigga Wangster.
She said.
Oh, Wangster, the song.
She
said
what?
What
the song to end with. Wangster.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't remember it. Damn.
Mm.
50 Cent really that nigga.
He is.
I love 50.
He cleaned that nigga right on up, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. And his shit aged well.
50 don't give a he don't give a fuck at all. Mm-mm. He says whatever the fuck he wants to.
He a Cancer.
Gibbs.
Oh, here they all go right, with the Zodiac shit.
Yeah, play the song because here
play the song because here they go.
Right.
I would like to thank you guys for listening to another episode of the Honey Trap Podcast. We appreciate you so much. We're gonna end the show now. We got some loud kids in the background.
It's ghetto over here.
It's very much ghetto.
That's how we like to keep it.
It's very much ghetto. We have some cheerings. They need to go flip off some shit, aka gymnastics class. So we appreciate y'all for tuning in. I promise
Wait,
next week we gonna take our time and do it right. No more quickies.
Huh?
Well, I ain't gonna say no more quickies, but not a quickie next week.
Hey, the quickies be hitting though.
Hey,
shout out to y'all, man. Appreciate not y'all showing up, Danielle. Shawna, we made this one pop.
Danielle, we talk about it after the mic. We don't talk about it after the mic.
Shout out to the good parents that take care of their responsibilities and them kids. You know what I'm saying? Keeping them active, keeping them doing what they need to do.
We got Cash Apps, PayPal, Zelle.
I'm about to just
Apple
start
Pay.
Throwing out the Honey Trap Podcast Cash App every episode.
If you want to help
Cash
out,
Cash App a single mom today.
Make it pop. Or two.
She might be, or three.
She might make it pop. Come on.
Hey, listen, Cash App King's in the building.
Hey. It's summertime, nigga. Fuck happened to you? I got the sickest vendetta. When it come to the cheddar, nigga, you play with my paper, you gon' meet my...